Yeah, most of the time going to Cork, you would settle for a point in that, but you have to take every game on its own merit. And probably on last night's performance and chances created, we probably deserved the 3 points, you know.
So you must be very encouraged after the win over Rovers last week. 4 points out of six is a decent return.
Yeah, but by the same token, and we spoke about it after the match, there's a lot more in that squad of players, you know. We can get a whole lot better. We can keep the ball a lot better. We have to create more chances. Last night was probably the most chances we created in a long time, but we didn't take any. And we also need to be more clinical in the last third, so we have an awful lot to work on.
Well, both as a player and a manager, Paul, you've seen plenty of end-of-season drama over the years. But this year's Premier Division, the battle to stay up, could be one of the most intense ever.
Yeah, I mean, looking at the table even this morning, that, you know, it's no clarity who's going to go down, who's going to be in the playoffs, who's safe or whatever, you know. You could end up being in the top six, or you could end up being relegated.
Yeah. So when you look at the run-in, I mean, it's a cliche, but pretty much every game is more or less a six-pointer.
Yeah, we have Bray in 2 weeks' time. That's our next match. Cup's on next weekend. And we have Bray at home in the next match. And that's a game. Most of the game will be trying to go and win. And, you know, those are games that you have to win if you're going to stay in the Premier Division.
And looking at your run-in, I mean, you still got to play Limerick as well, I think. Isn't that right?
Yeah, we have Bray at home the next match, away to Limerick, home to Bohemians, and away to Longford last match of the season. So there's no easy games anymore along the line.
The fact that there is a break for the Cup next week, you know, maybe that's come at a bad time when you've got this little bit of form.
Yeah, it's probably at a poor time for us, you know, because we played reasonably well last week against Shamrock Rovers. We probably played better last night in Turner's Cross, and we seem to be getting a wee bit of a thing going, you know, but anyway, you know, maybe a few knocks and that won't do any harm either. Give people an extra week to be ready for the Bray match.
Yeah, and you did have to make a couple of changes for last night, so will you be near full selection, do you think, for that Bray game?
Well, Aaron Barry suspended for that Bray game as well, you know, and we'll just have to wait and see what the physio says about some of the players, but hopefully we may have at least one of them back as well for the Bray match.
So much as to Jude is down to confidence, and no doubt coming home last night, that long trek back from Cork, I mean, the players must have been well lifted by getting a good result, and as you say, a good performance, and you could even have got the 3 points.
Players were bitterly disappointed after the match last night, because they probably felt that, the same as myself, that they had done enough. And to be fair to them, you know, they left nothing in the tank. They left everything on the pitch last night. And if you get that every week, you can't ask any more.
Great, Paul. Listen, we appreciate you joining us. I think you're going off to watch, is it under 17 or under 19 action as well this weekend?
Oh, Sligo's playing Bray Wanderers tonight, so I'll take a wee run down, have a look at that, you know.
And just finally, I mean, a word on Bray. Several clubs have had bumpy seasons, but it's quite remarkable that they've got to a cup semi-final given all the turmoil off the park, and I suppose it's hard to know what way that'll affect things when you go to play them then.
Well, they have the semi-final of the cup next weekend as well, before the playoffs. Hopefully we're a bit of luck, we might get one or two sent off and have a few suspensions.